Test. 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 Testing. Test.
Check this out.
Ranger.
Autonomous Action Radio, a multimedia radio show, a website, an idea, a suggestion, an action plan. Because it's up to us now.
This communique will most likely be marked and destroyed shortly after it is discovered. Listen on at your own risk. The urban industrialized society that you live within is systematically destroying the environment. The Mechanopolis is destroying the planet. You have been psychologically programmed to believe that this is not happening. Pockets of resistance have been weeded out and crushed.
4ZZZ. Get infected.
Tutti fieri ed impettiti, si sentono vili, atletici e puristi, sono merda se calzole, sono luridi fascisti.
Domenica allo stadio, tutti a sfogare frustrazioni accumulate in settimana ad obbedire, obbedire ad un potere strumentale al capitale. Sì signore, mi dispiace, ho fatto male.
Cala la notte, mette a posto le cartelle, reggono i calzoni con due comode pretelle, rasano la testa, l'anfibio bene mostra, coltello nella tasca ed incomincia la giostra.
Drogato, negro, frocio, comunista, pervertito, terrone, panca, bestia, sadomaso, travestito. Sarà individuato e nel cuore della notte sarai sprangato.
20-1 è la tua forza, fascio infame. Ti nascondi dalle spalle, mi colpisci con le lame. Non ti fai vedere in faccia, non serve a niente. Con la tua puzza di merda ti distingo tra la gente.
C'ho un rigurgito antifascista, se vedo un punto nero ci sparo a vista. C'ho un rigurgito antifascista, se vedo un punto nero ci sparo a vista. C'ho un rigurgito antifascista, se vedo un punto nero ci sparo a vista.
Fai paura, ti mando a riposo. C'è una sola violenza che posso accettare. Lotta di classe contro potere.
Violenza dettata da necessità. Necessità oggettiva, quella di poter campare. Campare liberato dal lavoro salariato. Ma la tua violenza, l'ho già spiegato, è l'azione più eclatante, miserabile, impotente di chi non può far più niente, disprezzato dalla gente. C'ho un rigurgito antifascista, se vedo un punto nero ci sparo a vista. C'ho un rigurgito antifascista, se vedo un punto nero ci sparo a vista. C'ho un rigurgito antifascista, se vedo un punto nero ci sparo a vista.
Sei il braccio armato del padronato che ti succhia fino all'osso e poi sei licenziato, miserabile servo dei servi del potere. Tu, questo lo sai bene, tu fai incazzare.
Vuoto come un cesso, non ti sai organizzare. Vigliacco represso, incominci a picchiare. Dite rivoluzione, fottutissimi vermi. Ma siete solo servi dei servi dei servi.
Servi dei servi dei servi. Nulla può smentire la natura di bastardi generati come atomio, peggio bene di consumo. Sistematicamente
merda
per chi vende immagini, ricicla stereotipi a reti unificate per la brava gente. L'informazione di regime non vede, non sente niente. Non si parla di chi è picchiato, bruciato, mentre il fascista oggi è guardia dello Stato. In nome di un valore finto uccide per istinto come bestie feroci accecate dalla tua diozia. 99 forse il tuo antifascismo militante senza tregua, la sola costante. In culo alla gente che pensa incoerentemente. Per questo chi mi ascolta non mi darà torto. L'unico fascista buono è fascista morto.
C'ho un rigurgito antifascista, se vedo un punto nero ci sparo a vista. C'ho un rigurgito antifascista, se vedo un punto nero ci sparo a vista. C'ho un rigurgito antifascista, se vedo un punto nero ci sparo a vista.
Dico non mi disturbare, dico stammi lontano
dico vattene a cagare. Dico se mi incontri per la strada incomincia a scappare. Tieni bene a mente, dico non dimenticare.
Per chi tocca i compagni so cazzi da cagare. Mi puoi fare l'acquato, mi puoi sprangare. Ma i compagni sono tanti, ti verranno a cercare in massa di giorno per fartela pagare.
Allora non si scappa, non c'è niente da fare. La rabbia dei compagni no, non la si può fermare. Come non si può fermare il proprio stesso respirare. Lottare e respirare perché è quello che siamo.
Respiri per non morire, lotti per continuare a campare. La lotta continua, va avanti, si evolve. Dopo tanti anni di infamie e di vergogne sarete ricacciati per sempre nelle fogne. C'ho un rigurgito antifascista, se vedo un punto nero ci sparo a vista. C'ho un rigurgito antifascista, se vedo un punto nero ci sparo a vista. C'ho un rigurgito antifascista, se vedo un punto nero ci sparo a vista. Antifascista, se vedo un punto nero ci sparo a vista. C'ho un rigurgito antifascista. C'ho un rigurgito antifascista. C'ho un rigurgito antifascista.
Good afternoon and welcome to the 4ZZZ Aniki Show. My name is Linda and I'm here today with Peter and Murray, who may be a silent partner in the room, but we might get to hear a bit from him soon. And the song you just heard was called Rigurgito Antifascista, and that was by a band called 99 Posse, who are an Italian hip-hop group from Naples, and they rap in Italian and also the local Nepalese dialect, so it's a bit hard to find out exactly what they were saying. But I spoke to a friend of mine who is from Italy and who actually has worked with those guys, and the song is anti-fascist, which is actually the theme for today's show. And what they are saying is basically, I have a regurgitant, which is regurgitant anti-fascist, which is basically, I guess, like vomiting at fascists. If I see a black point, I shot to him. And a black point is meaning the black t-shirts that the Nazis wear. And that's similar to the Golden Dawn Party in Greece. And that is, I guess, one of the main reasons why I am doing this anti-fascist song special today, because of the murder in Greece of a rapper called Killer P. And he was a 35-year-old anti-fascist rapper and was murdered last weekend as he left a football game. Him and his girlfriend and another couple were walking out, and a bunch of fascists chased them, and he was murdered by a member of the Golden Dawn Party, and the police stood by and didn't interfere until afterwards, and they arrested the guy from the Golden Dawn Party who was the murderer.
And there's also been arrests of members of parliament, so obviously there's been a furor about this.
Yes,
the leader of their party has been arrested.
There's been many protests happening all around Greece because of this, and the people are very angry. I've got friends in Greece, and actually people that knew this guy, Killer P, and there's been an uproar, and over 50% or around 50% of the police officers in Greece voted for the Golden Dawn Party. In Greece, if you're a public servant, the public can know who you voted for, so that's how we know that the police in Greece major supporters of the Golden Dawn Party.
Some of them have actually been arrested. It's been a whole crackdown, that's what they're saying. And of course, some people are thinking that this will be some positive thing, but well, we'll have to see, won't we?
So it happens in Greece, and the Golden Dawn Party were going to set up an office in Melbourne, which is a bit of a worry for Australia, although Australia's already got its fair share of right-wing parties, and I think that there is a concern about where Australia could go when the economy gets rocky. The mining boom is already kind of on the way out. We're already a fairly racist country.
There are parallels that can be drawn between the 30s and now. With the prevalence of war is all about, and xenophobia, and a lot of things. Not that we're saying that there's going to be a fascist regime, but there is obviously lessons to be learned.
I think there already is a fascist regime.
I don't agree with that. But yeah, obviously it gives them room. When we have obviously the sort of government that we have now, that's using that racist card, then that gives room for even more extreme positions.
I'm going to keep going now with some more anti-fascist songs, and this is the Agnostic Front, and it's a song called Gotta Go.
From the East Coast to the West Coast, gotta go. True sounds of a revolution, gotta go.
listening to 4ZZZ on 102.1 FM. The time is 12:30. My name is Linda and you're here for the Aniki Show, and I hope you're enjoying the anti-fascist special today. And I mentioned just before that break of songs where you heard Alerta Alerta Anti-Fascista, and that was by Pixel Music. I'm not sure who the band is, but that was the author on YouTube. And then Omix with Anti-Nazi Army. And now I'm just going to read a definition of fascism. And I guess fascism also comes in various strengths. Some fascist is strong, and some fascism is less strong, and that's what I was saying before with Peter, that we already live in a fascist state. It's not necessarily the strongest kind of Mussolini fascism, but
fascist is as fascist does.
That's right. We're getting there, and probably especially because Tony Abbott's doing this thing where he's not allowing any information out about the arrivals of refugee boats coming to Australia. And there was a funny incident on, I think it was Friday, a very unfunny incident and a tragedy, was the breaking up of an asylum seeker boat and the death of up to, I think it was up to 75 people who may have drowned on their way to Australia. And some reporters asked Tony Abbott when he was on his way to or from some sort of football breakfast about the incident, and he actually ran away. And I'm going to do an impression of Tony Abbott, and the reporters say, what do you have to say about the refugee boat that sunk? And Tony Abbott says, Tony Abbott is good at saying this.
Was that an exact quote, Linda?
I think it, yes, yes.
Okay, all right.
There's other videos where he does the same thing on YouTube. They ask him about where he said to some soldiers after their colleagues died in war, he said, shit happens. And someone was questioning about that, and he said the same thing. He goes, so that's our new Prime Minister. Anyway, fascism, an authoritarian system of government characterized by nationalism. The word derives from the Latin fasces, or bundled, with a symbol of a bound bundle of sticks and a protruding axe blade, indicating collective power in ancient Rome. The word was first used for the dictatorial regime of Benito Mussolini from 1883 to 1945 in Italy, and that was between 1922 and 1943, and for the ideology in the 1930s and later of Franco in Spain and Hitler in Germany. In economic terms, fascism opposes both Marxism, with its class warfare, and individual capitalism, favouring instead what Mussolini called the corporate state, with government control, not least with business cartels, over the economy. In political terms, fascism exalts the nation and racial purity. A people must be strong to survive in competition with other races. Following the horrors of the Second World War, the term is now invariably pejorative, frequently applied to right-wing governments in Latin America. For example, Chile under General Pinochet, and to extremist nationalist and anti-immigrant movements in Europe. There's a bit of nationalism in Australia, and there's a bit of the kind of anti-immigrant sentiment in Australia, which I find very unfortunate. And Murray has been out in the outback doing it tough, and has an interesting cultural experience, shall we say. You had an interesting cultural experience.
Yeah, very, very interesting, if we can put it that way. Hi, Linda. It's great to be back in Brizzy on school holidays.
you know, as we've just been discussing before the show, I've been out west in the Darling Downs for the last couple of months, doing a gig as a teacher, and in a small country town. And you know, it's not my first time teaching remotely, but this was a bit of a culture shock. You know, you've got sort of educators at the level of, you know, teacher and above, using words like gaybo and leso and just, you know, the word faggot is kind of commonly used throughout amongst the secondary student population, and I really got the impression that it wasn't that big a deal in terms of how some of the other staff felt about it. I was living with another teacher who was really angry at Labor in the run-up to the election for all of the, you know, perceived failings that he saw coming from them, and would be shouting at the television even when he was on his own. So it was tough to kind of have discussions with people because, yeah, I sort of had to pick when I would say what I thought and when I would just kind of try and get along with, you know, essentially people who I'm sort of being paid to spend time with in the form of, you know, a job in the education department.
So there's this plan by the federal government now. There's around 23,000 refugees who arrived by boat who are on bridging visas at the moment, and so they're awaiting the decision by the government as to whether or not they'll be given refugee status. And under the Rudd government, they'd be given a permanent residency, but Tony Abbott is talking about reintroducing, this was under Howard, they had these temporary protection visas, and so Abbott is talking about reintroducing the temporary protection visas, whereby refugees have to reapply every 3 years for refugee status, and the government decides whether or not the situation in their home country is resolved, and maybe they could be sent back. And another one of the decisions that they've, or something they're talking about, is sending refugees to remote areas where they're needed.
Yes, well, that will be very interesting to see how you know, people in some of the sorts of places I've been just starting to get to know, rurally, how people in those areas will take to that, because they seem very antagonistic towards the idea of these people even being allowed to set foot on, quote, you know, our national soil.
Yeah, right. At the moment, if they don't turn the boats back from Indonesia, and if boats don't sink, then they're talking about having a fast turnaround so that the refugees don't get settled on Christmas Island, but they just send them straight away to Papua New Guinea.
Well, a fast turnaround, you know, we could probably combine that with some renewable energy technology, have the wind turbines powering some sort of a large turntable for boats to sit on, and we can just turn them around, low turnaround time, get them back on their way.
Yes, the whole thing is very unfortunate, especially if you personally know refugees, and that's something I'll talk about soon.
Oh, it's awful.
We're going to hear some more anti-fascist songs. You're on 4ZZZ 102.1 FM. This is The Anarchy Show.
Ein Antifaschismusband, vielleicht wissen Sie das schon. Und dies ist ein Antifaschismuslied.
They all came out of the woodwork on the day the Nazi died.
They say the prisoner of Spandau was a symbol of defeat. Whilst Hess remained in prison, then the fascists they would beat.
So the promise of an Aryan world would never materialise. So why did they all come out of the woodwork on the day the Nazi died? The world is riddled with maggots, the maggots are getting fat.
They're making a tasty meal of all the bosses and bureaucrats. They're taking over the boardrooms and they're fat and full of pride. And they all came out of the woodwork on the day the Nazi died. So if you meet with these historians, I'll tell you what to say. Tell them that the Nazis never really went away. They're out there burning houses down and peddling racist lies. And we'll never rest again until every Nazi dies.
Emigraniada, emigrada, emigraniada, da, emigrada, emigraniada. We come and rougher every time.
We come and rougher,
we come and rougher. We come and rougher every time.
Hey, 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 hey.
We come and rougher every time.
Emigrada, emigraniada, emigrada, emigraniada, emigrada, emigraniada.
We come and rougher every time. Full of tear gas, our destinies jammed every day, like deleted scenes from Kafka, flash down the bureaucratic train. But if you give me the invitation to hear the bells of freedom chime, to hell with your double standard, we're coming rougher every time.
We're coming rougher, we're coming rougher,
we're coming rougher every time.
Hey, 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 hey,
we're coming rougher every time. And we cliched it. To them we got nothing to say. Our emigrada, emigraniada, for them is Don Quixote's kind of way. But if you give me the invitation to hear the bells of freedom chime, to hell with your double standard, we're coming rougher every time.
We're coming rougher, we're coming rougher,
we're coming rougher every time.
Hey, 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 hey,
we're coming rougher every time. Start again from zero. It's a book of true stories. True stories that can be denied. It's more than true, it actually happened. It's more than true, it actually happened. It's more than true, it actually happened. We come and rubber every time. Rougher every time. We're coming rougher every time.
We're coming rougher, we're coming rougher.
We're coming rougher every time.
Hey, 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 hey.
We're coming rougher every time.
Emigrada, emigraniada. Emigrada, emigraniada.
Emigrada, emigraniada.
You're listening to 4ZZZ on 102.1 FM. It is 10 minutes to 1 o'clock, and you just heard a band called Enzite, and the song was called Heaven Shall Burn. Before that was Chumbawamba and The Day the Nazi Died. And we're almost done with our anti-fascist special. Well, we're not almost done with our anti-fascist special because there's so many good songs to play. But Matt's coming up next with Asphodel Meadows. And I've got a special treat to play now. And it's a remix of an interview which was done in the UK with someone from the English Defence League, which is the nationalist, ultra-nationalist movement over there. There's also the Australian Defence League in Australia, and the members of the Australian Defence League are quite on par with the members of the English Defence League in even members of One Nation in Australia are on par with them. There was the woman from Logan who was standing for One Nation in Logan and did an interview on Channel 7, and Channel 7 basically, I guess they didn't really have to try very hard to make a fool out of her. She was talking about Islam as a nation, and this guy goes slightly further. This is a remix of an interview with a guy from the English Defence League.
Well, they can't explain why.
Hello, sir, and why are you here today?
I'm here to protest, right? I'm going on a march. I want Britain to be back British. I want Britain to be back British. I'm going on a march. I want Britain to be back British. I want Britain to be back British. Got interracial law and the Muslimic infidel. They're trying to get their law over our country, and it's happening. It's happening in other countries. It's happening in every country. Like you got Muslimic Reagans, Muslimic Reagans. You got Muslimic Reagans, Reagans. You got Muslimic Reagans. Muslimic Reagans, we got Muslimic Reagans, 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 Reagans. Yeah, you got the Iraqi law, the Muslimic, the Iraqi law. You got the Iraqi law, the Muslimic, the Iraqi law. In London, it's the Muslim, Muslimic law. It's the Muslim, Muslimic law. Stay Muslim, Muslimic law. Stay Muslim, the Muslimic. Stay Muslim, infidel. You got Muslimic rape gangs, Muslimic rape gangs, Muslimic rape gangs, Muslimic rape gangs. We can't do anything about it.
Your own is fucking gross. Cleanse your hand and your own.
4ZZZ 102.1 FM. It is 5 minutes to 1 o'clock, and you're listening to The Anarchy Show, and we've been doing an anti-fascist special today, and
we'll do it again, I'm sure.
Yes, we've got lots of anti-fascist songs to play, and I also meant to ask listener to call in and request any anti-fascist songs. We'll have to take a list, and there'll be a lineup. I think it's probably maybe a theme for the show for the next 4 years or so. No, just joking. And Murray wanted to talk about Over Our Dead Bodies.
Oh, yeah. Well, just really quickly, because we're coming up to one, but Over Our Dead Bodies is a campaign sort of initiated by Generation Alpha to oppose the development of a mega coal project, and particularly the rail infrastructure to support it in the Galilee Basin in central Queensland. It would be the largest, series of coal mines in the world, I believe, and it would, just that one coal basin on its own, if extracted, would totally blow the world's carbon budget. So, we're trying to pressure Aurizon, which used to be QR National, to not provide significant financial backing to the project through a variety of means. Go and check out overourdeadbodies.net. See what we've been up to.
Fantastic, thank you. And of course, the latest climate report has come out, and all I've been reading about is debunking people who are saying that it's not happening. And then I was reading this Guardian article, or this article, and at the end it said, this is why we must really reduce emissions. And Murray, you would agree, reducing emissions is just not, it's not good enough. We have to fundamentally change the way we live.
Yeah, well, we've got to shut down the fossil fuel-based economy. We've got to shut down coal-fired power plants. We've certainly got to stop mining coal. Any new coal mines absolutely can't be allowed to go ahead. And we've got to allow, degraded land to return to wild state or polycultural food production.
And
get some carbon back in the soil.
Stop capitalism.
Oh, yeah, we'll throw that one in too. That sounds
stop,
cool.
Stop yeah. consuming. We're going to go out with a song by Woody Guthrie, and it's called All You Fascists Bound to Die.
Show these fascists what a couple of hillbillies can do. Well, I'm gonna tell you fascists, you may be surprised. People in this world are getting organized. You're bound to lose, you fascists bound to lose. Fascists died, you're bound to lose. You fascists bound to lose.
You've been listening to Autonomous Action Radio on Zed Digital. For more information about the show, you can go to autonomousactionradio.com or 4ZZZFM.org.au.
The town.